This is Bob Wirtz at Waxman Candles, and welcome back to Street Level.
So how did you get into this?
Let's see. In college, I got into it from having time on my hands and no money, so needed a hobby and just started making candles in the 60s. Just started doing it.
Any particular interest in candles previous to that?
Not really. Well, sure. I mean, I must have had some sort of interest in candles. What really transpired was the fact that I got interested in making candles through a friend that talked about, he went to Rochester University in upstate New York, and he said, you know, well, we get together and make candles, you know, every month or so. And I said, oh, really? And so when I came back to Kansas, then that was over a holiday, and when I came back to Kansas, I got a little candle kit for $5 and started to make some candles. And when I started to make candles, I realized that I knew a lot about candles because my mother was a candle burner. When I started making candles, I knew what drippies were, I knew what columns were, what tapers were, what votives were. I knew what all these things were, and I knew what they looked like. So when I started making candles, I just started to fashion it after that. And then I got more involved in it and certainly make even more stuff now than my mother ever had.
So what was the genesis of Waxman? How did this come about?
Do you mean the name or the...
When did you take it from your home to a full-fledged business?
I was a physical education major. When I tried to change majors into business, and they said, okay, you have 88 hours, we'll give you 23. And I went, oh, geez, that's two more years. I don't have the money. You know, I'm just going to open a candle shop and learn business.
Were you selling them out of your home prior to that?
Yes, I was.
So
yes.
You just took the next step.
Yes, right.
And that was when?
That was in 69. Well, actually 70 when I made that decision.
And then when did you come to this location?
In this location, I came 93. Mm-hmm. But I started at 7 West 14th Street in 71. That's when I opened the business. February.
It's more than just retail, though, right? You do a lot of...
Yes, we do mail order.
Mail order, yeah.
In the 70s, I did a lot of wholesale because Lawrence couldn't support a candle shop. I mean, there was only so many people in town. There was only 30,000 people in town. So I opened the candle shop, and it was about a year after that, after I opened the candle shop, that I got an order from a cosmetic company out of Kansas City for 120,000 ping pong ball size round candles. And I took that order on, and I certainly didn't make any money out of it, but because I did them very inexpensively for them. But I learned how to do quantity. And that was my idea, was the fact if I can make 120,000 of something and with quality control, then I probably can run this business then. So I did that. But in the meantime of doing that, they gave me another order, and I did that in 20 days and made like 10 grand profit. And I just went, all right, okay. So I took that money, and that's really what got me going, because then I redid a building and built some new equipment, and yeah.
Notice walking in here is the smell.
Yes, right. And now it's funny because I never made too many scented candles in the 70s. It was all just shape, color, wackiness, you know, different things, sand candles and, you know, stuff like that. And then in the 80s I got involved more with the fragrances. I did make votives in the 70s. but I think I only had maybe 12 different fragrances, you know, Carnation, Bayberry, the ones that right. are just a standard from the 40s.
How many fragrances do you have now?
We have 275 now.
My goodness.
Yeah.
And what are your top three best-selling smells?
The top three would probably be Jade would probably know better than me because he keeps a list of everything that gets made. But I know Sexy is, which is a popular one.
How many candles a month do you make? All sizes, shapes?
All sizes and shapes. Oh, I would say probably 4,000 or 5,000.
Mm. And what percent go out of the retail store here?
Oh, the bulk.
You have a big open house coming up?
We do, on Sunday. Yes, we have an open house every Sunday, the first Sunday of every December. And we started that, I believe, in 74. So.
And I hear it's quite exciting. For the week before, the house gets all cleaned up.
Yes, we have to get down on our hands and knees and scrape the wax. And, yeah, that's
and
right.
Everybody...
Dust the shelves. You know, make it look nice.
Then
yeah,
everybody puts
right.
on ties and
yeah, except
the
me. I still wear my Waxman t-shirt. That's my standard, you know. That's. I don't think anybody would know who I was if I didn't have one of these on.
I don't know. And now you're going into busy season.
We are in busy season. The busy season picks up in the back. It picks up in September because you're trying to. In June and July, you just can't do much. It's just so hot. And I don't mind sweating, but candle making is all timing and temperature. Mm-hmm. That's so if the temperature's too hot, it throws the timing off, and you can't get it done. And the finishes don't come out nice.
And are they all done by hand? There's nothing automated, or
there's nothing automated. It's
because you're doing
it's
these,
a Roman style candle operation.
You're doing these one at a time.
That's right. We are doing them one at a time, and we do everything one at a time.
That's truly handmade.
Yes, everything is truly handmade. That's my choice. I mean, there are things I could put in here to speed the process up and to make them faster, but that's not our niche.
So you, by hand, run out about 60,000 candles a year?
Yes. Probably more than that when you add in the votives and the tapers, because, I mean, votives alone, we probably do 60 to 80,000 a year, and tapers would do anywhere from 20 to 30,000 a year.
Is this a common thing to do all of this by hand, or are most companies automated nowadays?
Well, yeah, most companies are. I mean, because there's not a way to make a lot of money in a handmade goods now, unless you have the market. Lawrence has supplied me with a good market for my product. One at a time. Well, that's the way we do. I come in and I do all my wet work in the morning.
What's wet?
Hot wax. So I'll pour everything in the morning because it takes all day to tend it. And then you move around in a circular fashion around and you work at stations during out the day. And you're never at one station all day. You just keep working around. In the early days, I was very much on my own. Maybe one or two people would help me here and there. In the 70s, when I was doing wholesale, in the late 70s, I had about 25 people because we had to make 300 or 400 of these a day. We had 600 accounts around the country.
And do you still have that, maintain that many accounts?
No, I do not at all. In November of 1979, I wrote 600 of them and said, I'm not doing this anymore.
Now, why?
Well, that was because of the oil embargo, and I couldn't get wax. You couldn't buy wax.
And now wax, paraffin, is a product, an oil-based product.
Yes, it is.
So you have to closely watch oil prices.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. My prices have gone up 80% in the last year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything goes up, and all those prices. But what business isn't under those parameters?
So you rid yourself of the bulk of your accounts? And
yeah, I did. I just wrote them and told them that I, due to the embargo, I couldn't get enough wax, and the economy I didn't think was going to sustain, which it didn't, and that I would certainly, we're going to do red next, Lindsay. That I would honor any products that I had made and keep making them. So if they wanted to send in orders, I would be happy to fill the orders, but I will not. You will not see me at the shows. I was doing shows at that time, trade shows in Dallas and New York, Chicago, Seattle, Los Angeles, Atlanta, just traveling around doing those shows.
It's interesting because most people would devote a lot of effort to building up that kind of a clientele, and then once you had them, you decided to...
I didn't want to be a salesman. I became a salesman. I developed this, became all involved in it, and then all of a sudden I'm the main salesman, and I've got people back in town making the product, and it just was backwards to me.
And you really enjoy the process of making
it. I enjoy what I do. Yes, I do. And so I just decided that I would do it another way. Now, in the time when in 79 to 82, there were probably 1,000 candle makers in the country in the late 70s. And after the oil embargo shook out, by 83, there was probably 90.
So are you dying breed?
Well, there's always resurgence. There's always ebb and flow. Out of the candle makers, candles started to get popular again in the mid 80s, and oil prices plummeted, wax prices dropped, people became more interested in the line, in the product. So from 86 to basically 98, it was full steam ahead for us. And that is when this company did its thing. Now it's an established company, and it does fine. But without the 90s, we wouldn't be here.
And it does have a reputation beyond Lawrence.
Yes, it does. We get orders from all over. Basically how we make candles, especially the taper candles, except we use an oil base. We don't use tallow. We don't use animal fat.
Right.
We use a tallow. And in the early 1800s is when cotton wick became available.
What was used prior to that?
Wood, cloth.
The first candle was just something that would burn encased in fat,
right,
in animal fat.
Sure.
And this is a more sophisticated...
Well, the oil companies now, with their refineries, they make a product that is... All our wax is edible. It's all food grade.
So you don't get sick if you eat... Well, you might feel uncomfortable.
No, you won't get sick. I mean, but you don't buy a candle to eat it.
You never know. Some of these look good enough to eat. Are you the chief candle maker?
Well, I am the chief candle maker. Yes,
but you're not the only one.
No, Jade helps me on the candles.
Jade, what are the top three selling fragrances? What does sexy smell like?
It's kind of a perfume. It smells like kind of like a cologne.
And then sweetgrass, is that the botanical sweetgrass? That
yeah, yeah.
Kind
it's,
of vanilla?
It's kind of a sweet, sweet grassy fragrance, of sweet hay kind of, I guess, maybe.
And then the third one is?
Is Mayan. And it's kind of a perfume as well. It's a bit muskier maybe than the sexy.
Do do people ever remark to you that you smell like candles when you're
all the time? All the time. People down at Starbucks notice it the most, but I don't smell anything but coffee when I go in there. So.
One at a time.